In Psalm 69, verse 12, David laments that those who sit in the gate talk against me. And historically, that is to be connected with 2 Samuel 15, verse 2, at the time of Absalom's rebellion. Absalom stood beside the gate, and whenever any man had a lawsuit which should come to the king for judgment, then Absalom called to him and said, "What city are you from?" And he says, "Well, basically, if I were king, I would give you justice." And he talks against his own father David. Exactly there in the gate. And when David laments that those who sit in the gate talk against me, in Psalm 69, verse 12, well, that is what he's talking about. It's referring to Absalom's rebellion. And yet, why was Absalom in rebellion? Well, Nathan had told him, because of what you did in getting Uriah murdered and breaking up his marriage and sleeping with Bathsheba, then evil is going to arise out of your own family. And yet, when it does, David seems to really cavil against it. He seems to really think it's unfair, and he keeps saying, "Look, God, come on, what are you doing about it?" And in fact, in quite a few of these psalms that talk about Absalom's rebellion, he seems to be saying, "It is so unfair. I am righteous, and they are wicked. Come on, God, judge these people." And yet, he was suffering the consequence of his sin. I think that when he was convicted of his sin, he was genuinely humble. He really recognized he'd done wrong. And yet, as the years went by, he came to sort of justify what he'd done. And that sense of sort of walking on tiptoe, as it were, in God's garden, that sense that God is really so full of grace and so kind, and I'm such a sinner, that humility, that earnest desire to share his grace with all people, I think that somehow lifts from David. And when he comes to the end of his life, he's telling Solomon to basically kill people like Shimei, who had cursed him to kill even Joab, rather than showing any grace. The way he talks from his deathbed is certainly not the way he was talking after he had been convicted of his sin by Nathan. So isn't that true to our experience, that you come to a peak of awareness, a peak of humility, an acme, if you like, of humility, of devotion to God, and then you slip away from it? And it can be that that happens sort of hour by hour, if you plotted your spiritual path over the course of a day, or it can happen in terms of your life, that you may come to a point where you are very close to God. Perhaps you have a struggle with terminal illness, apparently terminal, that turns out not to be terminal. Pass through a particularly intense period where you really are devoted to the Lord, and then you slip away, and you may slip all your life. And that's what I think happened to David. Now, that is not to say that he won't be saved. Sure, David will be saved, and he was, on balance, a great man, a great believer. But, as I say, I think in terms of real spirituality, there was that slip down. Now, this refusal to accept the consequence of sin in the longer term is, again, I think, a fairly common human trait. It really is. The other thing I'd like to make, point I'd like to make about these psalms that were written at the time of Absalom's rebellion, particularly the Psalm 69, these are used about the crucifixion of Jesus. There's verses from them that he quotes, there's very many verses that clearly apply to him on the cross. What's the connection? Well, I think the connection is that David, as he suffers the effect of sin, had feelings which were then picked up by the Lord Jesus as he suffered for the effect of sin, even though that sin in his own case was not his. And this type is very exact. I have said that David, in some of these psalms that are written at the time of the consequences of the sin with Bathsheba, particularly at the time of Absalom's rebellion, I've said that in some of those psalms, he appears to not really feel very sinful. He appears to be feeling that I am suffering unjustly, that I am the just, and it is the unjust who are beating me up and persecuting me. God, please pay attention to that. And that was not altogether right of David, but it pointed forward exactly to the feelings of the Lord Jesus on the cross, because he really did not sin. And so he truly could say, in exactly the spirit of these psalms, I am innocent, I did no wrong, but I am suffering the results of sin, sin which I did not personally commit. And I think in all that, you see a marvellous economy in the sort of divine ecology, if you like, of how God works. And David's inadequate long-term repentance and his inappropriate sense that I'm suffering wrongfully, actually, yeah, that was wrong, but it was used by God, because what resulted was psalms that are very intensely expressing those feelings and talking about physical pain that he is going through. Well, those psalms are just exactly the feelings of the Lord Jesus on the cross. So again, you see how God, in the end, works through it all in a very wonderful way.